At a meeting to debate the recent shootings, the Hizb ut-Tahrir leadership went on the offensive. They blamed what they called the Danish state's anti-Islamic policies for radicalizing the young gang member Omar el-Hussein, who opened fire on a free speech forum and at a Copenhagen synagogue on Valentine's Day. Suggestions that the organization might be culpable because it recruits gang members for religious instruction were dismissed. Hizb ut-Tahrir is banned in many countries, including Russia and Germany, and the recent attacks have exhausted the patience of MPs like Søren Espersen of the right-wing Danish People's Party.
We ought to make sure that Hizb ut-Tahrir is forbidden in this country, as they are in many other countries. And I think that the various ministers of justice have failed, because in our legislation, in our constitution, it says that those kind of groups that work for violence and in a way push for violence should be closed.
Hizb ut-Tahrir's platform of opposing democracy and promoting Sharia law is without doubt influencing some young Muslims in Denmark's tough inner cities. Muslim MP Fatma Özlem has an uncompromising message.
If you can't respect the Danish values, maybe you should find yourself another country.
But Hizb ut-Tahrir's spokesman, Elias Lam Rabat, is not concerned by this latest campaign.
It is a clear sign of intellectual bankruptcy in the Danish parliament, because they cannot withstand thoughts with thoughts. They cannot counter arguments with arguments. We are a political party. We work only with the thoughts that we wish to spread to people. And so they try to, with force and with bans, to crack down on people who think differently. And this is really what we are used to in dictatorships and the like.
Senior Danish police sources believe that Hizb ut-Tahrir is a dangerous organization, but recognize that it's run by highly articulate, intelligent young radicals who manage to stay on the right side of the law. The difficulty for the Crown Prosecution Service is proving that the organization has breached the Danish constitution. Hizb ut-Tahrir insists it is non-violent. Libertarians are reluctant to implement a ban, arguing that a strong democracy has to be able to tolerate anti-democratic forces, no matter how extreme their views.